2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back to KSL's Rivaled. I'm Scott Mitchell. Alex Keery is in studio along with Sam Farnsworth from KSL TV. Just read this report about Klay Thompson, who had been he'd missed most of last season because of an ACL tear on his left leg, practicing, and actually has some kind of injury on his right leg now, and that's a major blow to him, and of course the Golden State Warriors. And I hear this and I'm like, gosh, you know, this is you kind of overcompensate sometimes when you have an injury somewhere and then it starts affecting you in other places. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of these things that
How long ago was it that he had that injury? That was the end
of
2019, yes. Right?
Yes. And it looked like he would come back.
He missed all of last season.
Right. Later.
And then, and everybody's like, oh, maybe he'll come. And they're like, nah, that's a little bit much.
Because why do we want to mess
What's
around
the point?
With him at the
right.
bubble?
And then, so the reports are that it's an Achilles, right? Isn't that what we're...
I think so, yeah. That he was not able to put any weight, according
which is
to the reports.
The full, which is the full leg. Year again.
Yeah. That would be an entire season all over again.
That's a whole season.
I just am...
That'd
you know,
be brutal. That'd be brutal.
It'd be brutal for him.
Yeah.
And it's brutal for the Warriors.
It's the Warriors, yeah.
I mean, I guess that you look at it and you go, hey, they're able to pick real high when they're not doing very well. But how long can you keep Steph Curry happy or any of that base of this prestigious, you know, dynasty that they had put together?
Yeah.
How long can you keep that together? They had just moved to San Francisco, mm-hmm. paid a kajillion dollars to get this new place in San Francisco, playing there downtown, and it was their whole thing. They wanted to be able to, and they moved out of this historic building there where they played forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as soon as they moved, they're terrible again. Back to the old form of the Golden State Warriors that I grew up with. So, I'm gutted for the guy because it's just, it's not like I even like the Warriors. But what you don't like is a guy working his tail off to come back. Scott, this is like one of those things where you see guys, and then to be in practice, to be rehabbing. And at this point, he's not rehabbing. He's getting strong for the season.
Right, yeah.
And then to blow an Achilles maybe or another.
Yeah, you're about a month out of the start of the season.
With the second pick, they took a center too. So a 7-foot-1 guy. James Wiseman from Memphis. He was very fun to watch at Memphis.
Yeah, but it's just.
But it's not the same position, obviously. So, I mean, yeah.
That's awful for them, and it's a bummer, and it's the worst part of sports where you look and you go, oh, these guys not able to perform. I mean, Klay Thompson's young. I mean, and he was getting to the point where he was not just a support guy anymore. Mm-hmm. He was becoming, you know, this A1 talent. So it's a bummer. So right now, as we're looking at it and as we're getting through it here, we're watching some of the things that are going on in the draft, and the Jazz are what pick are they on right now? They're on pick 13.
14 more picks, yeah.
Yeah, so they were still waiting on the Jazz to get to their first-round pick. I don't know. I'm always surprised because, I mean, really, unless you're Ben Anderson, who do you even know who's going to be going between that 25 to 35, whatever, you know?
We don't know, and we probably don't really care. And the guy will show up, and we won't know his name, and we'll have to figure it out. And maybe or maybe not he'll pan out. I mean, that's just kind of how it is.
Ben put together a pretty good list.
Yeah, the breakdowns
on our KSL Sports
good.
Page of potential picks. I think he put together his own board of 22 players that could potentially be available in that area. So
Ben, it's, or Scott, hey, laughs.
He listed, well, he listed every player in all of,
he goes,
it's a pretty good list. It's a pretty good list. It helps you, no, it helps Ben knows you kind it. Of get familiar, no, not, with who might be
for
there.
Sure.
Pick,
yes, for sure.
Ben is really good. We love when he comes on.
So here's the deal.
But still, you're right. Whoever gets picked at that time, most of us will not have heard of. We'll have to Google search him, look up his stats to see how it was in college, and try to figure out how he's going to fit with the Jazz.
But the reality is that the first pick that was in the draft this year, we don't know. You know, right. It's like, you know, because we didn't get that. We were talking about how the lay person like myself, or the lame person like myself, has to watch the NCAA
March
tournament
Madness.
And go, tell me exactly what's going on.
But you get all the teams, so you get to see. You get to see all the players.
Right. So
I got this list. We got to get on
that's
this where, list.
So that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I'm sorry. Tonight's first pick was Anthony Edwards, right? So he goes to the Minnesota Timberwolves. What will he end up being? Because when you're a first overall pick, everybody's waiting to see what you're going to become historically. Scott's got an amazing list.
24/7 Wall Street did this. They did this through statistics. So they ranked the best first pick in the four major sports leagues based on their statistical performance.
And it's science.
It's all science.
It's not just you know, gut feeling. It's science. Right. All right, right. So
all right, here you go. I'm going to read through the list. You give me your analysis.
Are we doing all of them, or are we going to
we'll go fast.
Okay.
Number 27, Eli Manning. Shocker, isn't it?
He a first overall? Oh,
yes,
yeah, he was.
He was the first pick traded. In the draft.
Okay, and then so, but two-time Super Bowl MVP. That's pretty good.
Yeah, four-time Pro Bowl, two-time Super Bowl champion.
Nice.
Yeah. 26, can't tell you because he's a hockey player. 25 is a basketball player. Oscar Robinson,
okay.
Back in the day, 1960. I mean, Hall of Famer, you know, he's an MVP champion.
Yep.
24 is a baseball player we don't really care about.
Wait, who is it? Though? Who is it?
It's David Price.
Oh, a pitcher for the pitcher Rays.
For the Tampa
Bay. He had
Bay,
his moments, but
23, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Okay. Hakeem, yep. That's pretty low for Hakeem. I mean,
I think so. He was very phenomenal. Again, Hall this is famer. By the numbers.
Okay.
Right. 22 doesn't matter because it's a hockey player. 21 is David Robinson, center.
Hey, the Admiral.
The Admiral. Yeah. Hall of Famer, NBA champion.
That's pretty
defensive
good.
Player
so
of the
far,
year.
I'm okay with this list, especially the part of you skipping over the hockey guy.
Yeah. 20, Terry Bradshaw. The guy won four Super Bowls.
You can't argue that. And even you, Scott, who kind of rolls your eyes about him, you know.
He's just obnoxious. He loses points because he's obnoxious.
Okay, there you go.
Number 19, which is a good number, Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, Shaq.
Don't you
Shaq
think should
be
higher
than
19? I think
I mean, he's multiple world champion.
Scoring champion, yes. World champion.
18 is a hockey player. He doesn't count. Okay. 17, Daryl Strawberry.
Daryl. Oh, he was my favorite player as a kid.
Yes. Three-time World Series champion. Mm-hmm. And he had two Silver Slugger Awards. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. You punch guys really hard. It's get an award for
16,
it.
16, Orlando Pace. Really? I don't know.
It's an offensive tackle.
He's a Hall of Famer. Lineman, Super Bowl champion.
There you go.
Here's one I think he's too low. 15, Magic Johnson.
Wow. Oh, yeah, Magic is 15 is low, for
that
sure.
I think that's low for Magic.
He's one of the top five greatest
awesome.
All-time player,
you think about the all-time number one picks in the NBA and the NFL. This list is it's battling.
Okay. Yep.
14 is hockey, doesn't count. 13, Joe Mauer, baseball.
Oh, hey,
catcher.
Mauer. Pretty good,
Yeah, but
injuries cost him at the
all
end
right,
of his
12,
career.
John Elway. Terrible at picking quarterbacks, but he was pretty good.
But
himself.
A good actual pick quarterback.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Two-time Super Bowl winner,
started
Hall of Famer.
In five Super Bowls.
Wow.
Number 11, Tim Duncan.
Oh, yeah. Five-time champ, man.
Yeah.
And I will say, too, he was just this – he was a guy who just paid off big time. That's all you want from these
100%.
Number one picks.
Yep. All right, 10 – hockey, 9, Ken Griffey Jr. Ken Griffey Jr. should be on this list.
Why are you talking
he's
about?
Not above, he's
the
not
Griff?
Above Shaquille O'Neal. He's not above Terry Bradshaw.
Ken Griffey Jr.
He hadn't won a championship.
He's 600. He's 600 and something.
Let's take PEDs out of the debate here. And Ken Griffey Jr. is second or third best player ever.
Okay, so he's a nice guy.
Oh,
phenomenal fielder.
On top of it.
Excellent hitter.
But where's the championships? Terry Bradshaw.
Baseball is one of the hardest sports for one player to.
Oh, please.
Where are the championships? How dare you? That's a slight at me, and I'm offended by it.
Ken Griffey Jr., no way.
Absolutely.
He's in the top 10.
You have to say
absolutely.
Hockey players' names now. We're high enough now
we're
that you got
to
say hockey.
We got to
I'm telling you guys, I got the list. Nanner. Number 8, Mario Lemieux.
Okay.
That's good.
That's a good one. All right. Okay, we'll give – I like
plus
it.
Plus a top 10 name, too. Yeah.
This is a bad one. 7, Chipper Jones.
Chipper.
Oh, that's too high.
No.
Too high for Chipper
Jones. I put
Griffey
ahead of Chipper.
Big time.
No kidding. And I would put the Shaquille.
Chipper Jones shouldn't be on this list.
Yeah,
I can't
Chipper,
even believe
drop
I'm
him.
Saying
Chipper Jones shouldn't be on this list.
Cut him out.
No, he shouldn't even be on the list.
Yeah. Cut him out.
Number six, Bruce Smith.
Okay, Bruce Smith. Four-time Super Bowl, at least went to it.
If you would ask me the toughest player ever played against was Bruce Smith.
Is he the all-time leading sacks guy?
Bruce Smith,
No. Got Pat Strahan, you know, got the fake
sack
against Favre.
That's right. Number five, LeBron James.
How is he only five?
Yeah.
LeBron.
This is a guy who just goes
ahead of him.
Every city he goes to, he wins a world championship.
World championship.
What are you talking about? He buys a world. He's the one they're paying for, and they're buying it.
So he was a guy that lived up to the hype. He was a number one pick, and he
absolutely
really lived up to the hype. Number four, Alex Rodriguez.
That's pretty high for the guy.
Yeah,
and look, and he was drafted to the Mariners. So again,
is he higher than Ken Griffey Jr.?
No. PED. No, I don't think so. Tons of PEDs, big time.
Yeah, I'd rather have Ken Griffey Jr. than
married to Madonna? Or who's he married to now?
No, J-Lo.
Oh, J-Lo. Yeah, okay.
Number three, Peyton Manning. Way overrated.
Overrated?
Yes. I mean, you
the best quarterback ever, overrated. Okay, perfect.
He's not the best quarterback ever.
Okay, let me hear who is that.
Tom Brady's the best quarterback ever.
Yeah,
and
he wasn't
like
drafted till like,
okay. Peyton Manning, two Super Bowl championships, four Super Bowl starts, a couple of MVPs, some records. Yeah,
some records.
Yeah.
All right. Keep going.
Alex Ovechkin.
Ovechkin. That's a hockey player. Yep. That's too high for a hockey guy.
Yeah, he's the top.
And number one, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem. All right.
Nice.
Yep. Six-time NBA champion, Hall of Famer. Six MVPs.
As my son calls him because he cannot pronounce it. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar
is one of the most underrated all-time greats.
I would agree with that.
I'd say understated, too. Just didn't talk a lot.
Yep,
so.
No.
Yep.
All right. There you go. Sam, thanks for playing along.
Thank you.
Go back to the sports department, watch the draft, have some fun. Taking the break. News, traffic, and weather right now. We'll come back. We have a buy or sell next on KSL's Unrivaled. Stay with us.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.